Thank you, Steve. It's Wendy Snyder here. Bill Luft's taking some well-deserved, well, some time off. So Dean Richards is sitting in his chair today. And Ryan Burrow is coming in as well. Steve, you led your news talking about this this hate crime that happened, and Ryan Burrow is here to tell us a little bit more. How's it going, Ryan?
It's going all right, and yeah, it's now been defined as a hate crime, at least by prosecutors. That's the way they're charging this. We were wondering if it was indeed, based on some of the things they said in the video, they were racially motivated. There were words about Donald Trump in there. Obviously, we know that this victim has special needs. And we didn't know quite how prosecutors would move forward with that. Did they think that was just, you know, some of the racist comments were just talk? There was nothing really behind it. Could you charge someone for a hate crime based on the fact that they've been targeted as someone with special needs? And it looks like in this case it is. So we've got three 18-year-olds, Jordan Hill of Carpentersville, Brittany Covington of Chicago, Tess Faye Cooper of Chicago, and 24-year-old Tanisha Covington of Chicago. So
there were reports that this victim may have known one of them and went willingly
through school.
And based on kind of the just patching this together, nothing confirmed yet, but we think that there may have been a Carpentersville connection. So it may have been 18-year-old Jordan Hill, but we'll get a little bit more information from police. They're going to have a press conference in about 20 minutes or so. So hopefully we'll get a little more information.
What is it
some specifics?
What is it that I know that there are certain categories that are considered to be hate crimes, but what is it that for certain crimes put them in that category when you've got somebody restrained with duct tape, when you're cutting them on the head, when you're saying the things that you're doing? I mean, there's nothing but hate with this whole thing. Of course it's a hate crime.
Yeah, I don't exactly know how far the definition of hate crimes goes, but we saw yesterday during the press conference last night, I mean, even the police were kind of struggling with it. If they're dropping words that are kind of racially charged, do they mean anything by it? Do we have to factor in that they're only 18 years old? Are these just words to them? Is there any sincerity there? Did they target him because he was special needs? Well, it seems like that was the case. Now, as far as, a crime of passion, that may not be considered a hate crime. That may be just a crime in the moment, but something that was plotted out because of, something that the victim has done, something the victim has said. Perhaps, that is what the definition is. Hopefully we get a little clarification on that.
I guess because there are certain protected groups, right?
Yeah,
certain
protected
groups.
But
who,
is now saying, something about Trump, like you voted for Trump, is that now becoming a hate crime?
Exactly. And that was another thing. Why was his name brought up? I don't even know. I've watched this video now and I don't even understand
anything
that's going on in the
video. I'm hearing Donald Trump invoked in both the negative and positive.
Yep.
People are just throwing it in encounters where it doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't.
These encounters like this, it's not, nothing is happening politically. And I've heard it done the other way where people have said, go Trump, in order to antagonize somebody that they think is not.
And it seems to be kind of divided along racial lines, too. We've got this case where it appears as though the victim was white, and at least some of the attackers who are seen on the video appear African-American. I really don't know. We saw the case. Do you remember the video that we saw with the guy who got pulled out of the car?
Yes.
On the side. And
that you voted
Trump,
for Trump.
Trump, and then they went after him.
And they didn't know he voted for Trump. It turns out he did.
Exactly. Very, very bizarre how the name just kind of pops up.
I think that's such a side issue. I mean, it's certainly part of the story. And also, they were like F white people. It was just the rantings of crazy people. That's the bottom line of this whole thing. These are four insane people
who are only 18 years old.
Tortured this poor mentally challenged person, tortured him. There's nothing even to be discussed with this. And have the audacity to put it on social media live as if to brag, look what we're doing.
Well, it's
done, finished, and over with. No trial needed. As far
is
as
that
I'm
how
concerned.
They got caught?
Well, I mean, it's the old dumb criminals thing, right? Of
right.
course. I mean, you do something like this and then you videotape it and for the world to see. Of course you're going to get caught. And, if indeed they are convicted, these 18 and 24-year-olds have a difficult struggle ahead through their adult adult life, that's for sure.
And I wonder if this opens up a door to a new kind of crime. It's one thing to commit a crime. It's normally done privately. So
yeah, because you don't want to get caught, I would imagine.
You don't want to get caught, but with Facebook Live and other social media live, where you can, you know, very much like the terrorist. I mean, is this much different than
the beheadings?
The beheading videos that we see? That's basically what this is. It's a form of terrorism, to put it, on social media.
You know, what's interesting about that, too, is Facebook has actually stepped in, and then they've released a comment. I don't know if you've seen the comments yet about this. They've pulled down that original video because, obviously, they don't condone that kind of activity going up on Facebook. But they are allowing people to share the video because they said in most cases people are showing that, hey, this is awful, this is terrible, and they're kind of expressing their anger and frustration about the video by posting it. So they're letting people post it that way, but they actually took the original video down. Isn't that
doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem right, and that's what I'm talking about, like this new kind of crime now where the crime is done live on social media. It's being shared by people. Is it? I mean, I would love to throw this out there to see what people think. 312-981-7200. Is it somehow more acceptable to take a video like that? That Facebook takes it down because they view it as inappropriate, but it's okay for you to take the video and share it. Aren't you basically just doing the same thing that Facebook?
Yes.
Said you were doing? And let me just throw in a little something else here. And I honestly, I don't even know how I feel about this. But, you know, TV stations who are reporting the story and talking about how horrific and how awful it is and show the video. They're showing the video.
That's their job, I think.
Now, it's reporting the news. Do you not accurately report and show the horrific nature of this whole thing? Or are you throwing gasoline on the fire also by saying, look at this horrific thing that we're going to show you?
Yeah, when I saw the video going around on Facebook, I could not watch it. I didn't want to even attempt to watch it because I can't even watch Cops. I really can't. I hate when people get in a physical fight of
some
point.
Because you don't like that song, Bad
No,
Boys.
That I love.
Bad
that draws
boys,
me
bad
into
boys.
It. I love that song, actually. I play that in my car all the time because it's about me.
When she's robbing a bank.
Yes. But I can't watch these people punching each other. And so to see someone being tortured like that, yeah. I didn't even click on it. But if I'm watching the news on TV and they have the video, I think it's their responsibility to show it. However, to say, you know,
disturbing images.
Right. So then I know to tune it out.
How did WGN, I'm sure you get all the emails. I get them all for ABC News. And it's like, this part is blurred, this part is bleeped out. I mean, really what you're seeing is like corners of frames now because so much stuff has been blurred
out.
Yeah,
that's how we showed it.
Yeah. Blurred
movie.
Out?
It was blurred. We didn't show anything, you know, specific, you know, of what was going on. And we had a huge discussion after the show today. We have a meeting after the show each day. Basically saying, how did we get away with what we got away with?
I know,
with,
you guys, for all these years, you're lucky
show.
As hell.
no, but I mean, we had an unusually uncharacteristic, serious discussion about, do we show the video? Do we not show the video? If other places are showing unedited video, do we show unedited video back and forth? It was actually a really interesting, you know, discussion about how do you present something that's horrific, but is still the news. It's still what's going on.
Let's let the listeners in on it. 312-981-7200. How does this stand right now, Ryan? These four people are in custody. They haven't been charged yet?
In custody. Charged, yes. They'll be in court tomorrow, and we're going to get a briefing from police in about 16 minutes or so as to, you know, kind of what brought this up, and hopefully a little more details. Because yesterday's was interesting for the people who hadn't seen the video and watched the press conference, and, you know, you saw the superintendent up there talking about how disturbing it was and how stupid it was and things like that. But if you hadn't seen it, you're like, well, what's he talking about? But I think once people started seeing the video, they kind of understood a little bit more about what happened in that press conference.
Thank you so much. And listeners, jump in on this. Is it the news responsibility of the news departments to show this video? What about Facebook saying, we're not going to allow it, but go ahead and share it with your friends and family?
And then these videos like the decapitations and these horrific things that people put on Facebook, and they seem to think that it's okay. Is it okay?
And hasn't the person who's committed the crime won then because somebody's seeing what they've done?
Yeah. That's what I mean.
When they're behind bars, I don't know if they feel like they've won, but we'll see. I don't know.
I'm against that, and I'm against Facebook pictures of people's feet. If there's some way we can regulate that.
I don't like seeing the athlete injuries, like the guy who goes up for a three-pointer and his leg shatters and everyone shares that.
Right.
What's that about? I don't want to see that.
Whatever happened to people getting hit in the privates? That's funny. It's 720 WGN. Thanks, Ryan. We're in a new studio today because the fine folks at Tree Time are taking down the Christmas tree, which kind of makes me sad.
It's a wintry fairyland down on the showcase in that way.
I would have lights up all year if someone gave me the choice.
Really?
Yeah, I like it.
I feel like I'm in a snow globe when I'm down there.
Is that such a bad thing?
No.
Dean Richards is the voice you're hearing. He's sitting in for Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder. And Ryan Burrow just came in, four people in custody and being charged after an attack on a young man with, quote, mental health challenges. It was broadcast live on Facebook. And Dean brings up the great question. If Facebook says, well, we have to take that down because it's not right, but go ahead and share it with people. If we share it, aren't we doing what Facebook is saying not to do?
It seems to me that way. And, you know, really, anyone who listens to my show knows that I probably lean a little more liberal on things than not. This one, throw the book at these four SOBs. Seriously, there should be no question about these four people.
And you mentioned, why is there a trial? It's caught on tape right there.
Tape, here it is. I know we have to go through the process. Because it wouldn't be America if we weren't foolishly spending money. I became a Republican in 2017. Wow.
Hi, David. What do you think about this?
Hi, guys. You know, first of all, I have a son with autism. And when I saw the tape, it broke my heart. I mean, because there's that type of hate in the world. And you try to work with your children to teach them how to be independent. But beyond that, Dean and Wendy and Bill and all of you guys, you answered to a governing body called the FCC. Even when they were showing it on the TV stations, they had to blur it out and they had to beep out the words. Facebook is the new media, it's social media, and they're showing whatever they want, and maybe now it's time to start regulating that stuff, because showing things like beheadings and acts of violence like this, it goes beyond the rules of what you guys are held to, and I think maybe it's now it's time to start regulating that stuff, because otherwise, what else are they going to start showing on there?
I don't know how you would regulate it, though. I mean, you know, if somebody puts something like that up, there's virtually no way to track that person. I mean, there are ways to track the person down, but it's pretty difficult. It's not like you can go back to a TV station and say you were suspended or fined or whatever for something that's inappropriate. Most of the time, all of these things are completely anonymous that goes on there.
And the Facebook Live.
You show a nipple on Facebook and bam, you know, they're all over you. So, again, they're regulating. If they're watching it, it needs to go beyond snarky hipsters saying this is freedom of speech. How you regulate it, I'm not that smart. I'm just a guy in a car.
I just don't know how. Let's say you shut somebody down for doing that. That person probably has 17 other identities on Facebook anyway.
But if the whole point of Facebook Live is it's right here and right now, and that comes with the problem of not being able to edit it. There's no one just sitting there at Facebook Live, checking all the videos that come in.
Right.
But there should be some way, like maybe once they notice it, it's taken down. Don't allow people to continue sharing it, because then what does it matter? Facebook says no, but it's still on Facebook.
Right. We're on a 7-second delay right now. If I drop the
I don't know where the button is in the studio.
I bet I can beat you with four-letter words.
I need the delay button just when I work with Dean.
I would never do that to you guys. But the point is, if they can regulate when you show a nipple or you throw up a swastika, whatever, they're regulating a lot, there's got to be a way to start doing it or take it down. People don't need this much freedom of speech. You are governed by the FCC. You've been more or less trained on what to say and what not to say. And, you know, maybe we're not ready for this. And I'm all about freedom of speech, and I'm about as liberal as it gets, but it's not working.
I agree with you. Thank you, David. Thanks for calling.
One of the downsides of too much technology.
When Al Gore invented the internet, he did not think
that. Did not anticipate this.
No, and I don't think anybody did, and there has to come some way to police it at some point. It's like the Wild West out there. Virtual Wild West.
Very true.
Susan's on the line. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi. I haven't seen it, and I don't want to see it. I'm in Special Olympics, and talk about it. That's fine. But don't show it, because we just want to be left alone.
It's really, I didn't watch it either, Susan. I saw it was available and out there, but I didn't want to subject myself to that. I can't stand to see other people hating on someone so much.
And I think what we should do, if anybody listening, should send him a card or find a way to send him a card and put $5 in it. And that way he can meet his hero. Like, if he's a sports fan, then he'll have the money to go to see whatever sports team he wants to see.
Well, Susan, you know that most people just want to give you a big hug right now, right? That's what the vast majority of people
are thinking right now.
Are thinking, and that's what they want to do. So you take heart and don't.
Yeah, I'm in Special Olympics, and yeah. I live by myself. I used to live by myself, and I was bullied, but never like this. And
it's heartbreaking.
We just want to be left alone.
Yeah,
we haven't done anything. We just want to be left alone.
We need to find a way to get rid of all this hate. Susan, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you, Susan.
That's feel the emotion. How do you not hear that? And go that these four people who did this.
These animals.
They're animals, or they're sick, or whatever the problem is. They need to be removed from general society. Anybody who thinks that it's funny or a power trip or whatever it is, case closed. Case closed, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you. Susan, God bless you, and thank you very much for calling. It's Dean Richards. It's Wendy Snyder. It's 720 WGN.